Blog Talk Radio.
Love and peace, my Christ siblings. We honor the Lord tonight for his goodness. Respects to each and every one in your rightful places. We serve a God tonight that is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we could ask or think. We salute you tonight in the name of Christ Jesus, knowing that all things are working together for the good to them that are called according to his purpose. Philippians 2 and 5 says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And tonight we welcome you to the Mind of Christ Covenant Broadcast Hour. Magnify the Lord and thanking him, praising him for you on tonight. Lamentations 3:21-23. This I recall to my mind. Therefore, I have hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. And on tonight we thank God for his faithfulness, and truly the God that we serve is a faithful God. We're grateful tonight, thanking God for how he's just been blessing and keeping us through the heartaches and the pains, through the ups and downs, the trials and tests. The Lord has kept us and is yet keeping us. We have lost loved ones, dear friends, family members, people close to us, we grew up with at church or at school and different things, even people that we may have worked with on our jobs. But thanks be unto God who gives us the victory, who has allowed us to continue to be in the land of the living. We pray for the families of those that have lost or loved ones who have transitioned. I don't like to say losing a loved one or you lost your loved one, because they're not lost. We know where they are. Amen. If they love the Lord, we know exactly where they are. They're in the bosom of the Lord or paradise. And so we like to say, instead of saying you're lost, we like to say a loved one transitioned. And that simply means they transitioned or moved from one phase or facet of life to the next. And as we do know, Spirit man was never born, and spirit man will never die. Now, what was born or created was the body, or the mankind, the body, the flesh, created from the dust of the ground. And the Bible tells us in Genesis that the Lord God breathed into man's nostrils, and that's what caused man to become a living soul. Or God breathed a portion of himself. When he blew into man's nostrils, he blew a portion of himself into man. And that portion that he blew into man is what we have now, which is our spirit man that dwells with us, mind, body, soul, spirit. We thank God tonight for how he's been good. And our scripture tonight, Psalms 121, talking about my help is on the way. While I was sitting here tonight, I kind of got a shift in my spirit. Tonight I want to go. We know that our help is on the way, for Christ Jesus is our help. The Lord is our help. For he told us, if we look to the hills, cometh from the Lord. He is our help. He is our refuge. He is our strength. He is our way out. He is our way in. He is our way through. All we have to do is look to him. He is our way. He is our way. He is our help. And on tonight, I want to talk just for a little while on Jeremiah, the 18th chapter of Jeremiah. Just a couple of verses, the first through the sixth verse. Jeremiah 18:1-6. And we will definitely come back to Psalms 121, the scripture Psalms 121, 1 through 8, my help is on the way. But just for a few moments, we want to talk tonight from the book of Jeremiah, the 18th chapter, the first of the sixth verse. And it's talking, this particular passage of scripture is talking about the potter's house. The potter's house. And for a thought on tonight, if you will, put your hand on your own bosom and say to yourself, in the hands of the potter, in the hands of the potter. Oftentimes we put ourselves in predicaments or situations, and we allow ourselves to be placed or at the mercy of others or in the hands of others. Mistakes we make sometimes causes us to be at fault and to find ourselves at the mercy or in the hands, so to speak, of an individual. Until we can clear our debt or clear ourselves or things pass over, we are in the hands or at the mercy of that individual. In the Bible days, when an individual would commit a crime, they were in the hands of the courts or in the hands of the judges, who would then commence and pass judgment or sentence on them. Now we find the world or our society is getting more corrupt than what it is. And police officers are taking the law into their own hands and becoming judge and jury in situations that does not apply to them, or that's beyond their reach, but they've taken it and taken matters into their own hands. You have individuals who have been hurt through love, or hurt because a loved one was taken from them, and they take matters into their own hands. And when they do, there's a price to pay and consequences that fall with that. But tonight we want to talk just a few moments about in the hands of the potter. And after, as I said a few minutes ago, the safest we could find ourselves is in the hands of the potter. The word of the Lord, which came to Jeremiah, saying, arise, go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. There are times when the Lord will instruct us to get up and leave from where we are to go down to a particular place. Here he told Jeremiah to go down to the potter's house. But there was a need there. There was a need for him to go and see and take note, have eyewitness, be eyewitness to how the potter worked the clay on the wheel. There were times when the potter would have to spin or redo the vessel. It was a flaw in the vessel. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. The vessel that he made of clay was marred in his hand, are in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter? Said the Lord, behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in mine hand, O house of Israel. And we'll stop right there. The Lord said, just as the potter, clay is in the hands of the potter, and the potter can do as he will to the clay, shape it and fashion it as he seems fit, remold, reshape it. If the clay had hardened or seemed to be hardened in the hand of the potter, he knew just exactly how much water to apply. He knew just how much to apply to that particular vessel to soften it. Perhaps one, as he was spinning some clay, he found that in the clay or in the vessel was a stone or a rock or deformity in the vessel. So he places it back on the wheel and he begins to spin and to reshape or to remold it again. As he finds another vessel, he finds that the vessel perhaps may have been worn, used quite a bit. The vessel needs to be redone or reshaped because of the wear and tear or the pressures of life, because of the hurts and pains and struggles in life that causes wear and tear, not only on the spirit man, but on the mindset, the natural man and his mindset, his thinking. And so there needs to be a reshaping and a regrooving and a remolding of the mind. Marshall comes on and says that the mind is a terrible thing to waste. Well, that is true, but the spiritual mind is even a worse thing. The Bible declares and lets us know that if you desire or lack wisdom, all we have to do is ask for it. And he who supplies is faithful and willing to supply. All we have to do is allow him to do the work. And we find here these different vessels that had been marred, the Bible says, in the hand of the potter. Somebody is going through and have been going through feeling like you're not in the potter's hands because of what you've been dealing with. I come to encourage you tonight that you are yet in the hands of the potter. The scripture, verse 4, says, a vessel that had been made, that he made of clay, that the potter made, was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. So if it was the potter's desire to reshape it into a different shape altogether, it is at his will. If he desired to reshape it or to shape it in the same fashion or form, but just give it a different look, it is in the hands of the potter and at his disposal and at his will to do. And so all we say tonight is, potter, do the shaping, for I'm in the hands of the potter. I'm in the hands of the man who steals the water. I'm in the hands of the man who calms the sea. I'm in the hands of the man who created the heavens and the earth, and who spoke, and the elements obeyed him. At his voice, the elements begin to shape and to form. Space and outer space begin to listen and obey the voice and the commands of the Almighty. And here we are tonight as vessels, potter in the hands of, as clay in the hands of the potter, as vessels in the hands of the potter. And here we are tonight, and here we are standing, humbling ourselves in the presence of the Lord. He said, go down to the potter's house, and there I'll speak a word to you as to what I would have you to declare or to speak, what I would have you to minister and to share. Go down to the house of the potter, and there I will speak to you as you begin to observe and watch the potter begin to work the clay on the wheel. And so he went down and he obeyed God, found himself and knew where to go to the potter's house, went there, and there he began to take note. The notes he began to take as how the potter began to fashion each vessel as he saw fit and as he pleased. Some vessels of clay may have been thicker than others. Some were more refined than others. Some vessels were more wider than others. But however the potter seemed fit, he fashioned the clay according to his desire and his will. And as he fashioned the clay, he prepared the clay for the work that was to be done, for what was set ahead, for what you should carry. The Lord is preparing us for what we should carry. And we're in the hands of the potter. So we're in the hands of the potter. We're telling the potter to shape us and to mold us, to make us after thine own will. Do unto us and make us as you see fit to make us, that we can be used as vessels of honor, used as vessels of honor in your house for your people, for your goodness, for your glory. And I don't know about you tonight, but I want to be used for the glory of the Lord. I want the glory of the Lord to be in my life, the Lord to get the glory out of my life. And I know in order for the Lord to get the glory out of my life, I have to allow the potter to do his work. I have to allow the Lord to shape and to mold me as he sees fit. I have to allow the Lord to remake me and remold me after his will. If I want the Lord to get the glory out of my life, I realize that there are things that has to be gone. There are things that cannot linger and cannot stay. In order for the glory of the Lord to rest and abide, sin has to be erased. And on tonight, I'm asking the Lord to wash me again, to reshape me again, to remold me again into a good vessel, a vessel of honor and glory unto his name, to reshape me. Lord, do it again. Lord, remold me and shape me again. I'm on the wheel of the potter, and I want him to do as he sees fit to move and to shape my life. Any cracks to fill in, anything that's not like him, any lumps and bumps to smooth out, any rocks to take out. Yes, Lord, and have your way, O God, in my life, that your will be done. I'm on the wheel of the potter, and I will stay there until the Lord is finished shaping and molding me as a vessel that he desires to use. I'm on the wheel tonight. I'm in the hands of the potter. For the Lord said, go down to the potter's house. Go where you know there's something going on of good and positive. Go where you know there's something going on that you can get a word from the Lord. And he said, the potter's house, I'll speak to you when you go down there. There's a word that you can receive in the potter's house. Somebody tonight needs to go down to the potter's house so the Lord can begin to speak and let us know and to declare what he will have us to do, what the message that we are looking and seeking God for. He said, go to the potter's house. Once we get to the potter's house, we know that our help is on the way. But we have to obey first the orders and command to go down to the potter's house and ask God to reveal what his word and what he's saying to us, to show us what he will have us to do and to say in this walk and in this life, that he gets the glory out of our life. I went down and I'm going down to the potter's house. I'm going to get on the wheel. Yes, I am. That the Lord can do to me what he would have in his will to do. I encourage you tonight. We're going to keep on pressing. We're going to keep on pushing. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ, we're going to keep pushing, keep moving forward. For the Lord is with us. And if the Lord is with us, we cannot fail. If the Lord is with us, we cannot fail. For there is no failure in God. And I don't know about you, but the God that I serve is not able. He's unable to fail. He's not able to fail. He can't. There's no failure in him. He's a God that cannot lie. And on tonight, we want to seek him even the more, that he will do and have his way in our life. God bless you tonight for tuning in and listening once again to this broadcast and to the Mind of Christ Ministries, Covenant Ministries. We thank God and we praise God for you. Tell a friend, share with someone, amen, that the Lord is yet real and alive and he's yet on the throne. There's nothing impossible for him, that your help is on the way. All you have to do is just call on him, shout on him, call on him. Keep on praising and magnifying the Lord, for your help is on the way. Psalms 121:1-8 lets us know that when you look to the hills, you know your help comes from the Lord. Your help is not in the hills, but your help is in the Lord. And the hills just happen to be up, telling you, encouraging us to look on up. Keep looking up. Keep rejoicing. Keep shouting. Keep praising the Lord, for your help is on the way. We serve a king and a God that cannot fail and cannot lie. And if he promised it, he's going to fulfill it. He said it is going to come to pass. Who is your help tonight? Where do you go to find help? Who do you seek to find help tonight? Who do you turn to when your back is against the wall? Who do you go to for help tonight? I don't know about you, but I go to the Lord. My help is in the Lord. My help cometh from the Lord, because he made the heavens and the earth. And if he made the heavens and the earth, that means the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. He knows everything about us. I remember years ago, a traveling evangelist used to come through the New Life Church of God in Christ under the leadership of the late Bishop B.R. Benbow and Mother Rachel L. Benbow in Santa Monica. Evangelist Earl Carter would come through and tell us that God can see a black ant on a black rock in the middle of the darkest night. That if God can see a black ant on a black rock in the middle of the darkest night, surely the Lord sees you, he sees me, and he sees and he can see what's going on with us and what pertains to us. He knows and he sees what concerns us, what concerns us concerns him. And all we have to do is trust him on tonight. I'm trusting the Lord
tonight, amen, myself for some things. I've asked the Lord for some things. I'm trusting him, and I'm waiting patiently for him to do. He's a God that will not fail, a God that cannot fail. He will come through. He will come through. He is our refuge and our strength, and he will come through. Right when you least expect it, the Lord is there. All he wants us to do is keep on trusting and believing in him. Your help is on the way. I don't care what it looked like. I don't care what it sound like. I don't care what's going on around you. I don't care what somebody else has said to you. I don't care if the hoodoo man said something or the hoodoo woman said something or called themselves working something on you. I'm come to tell you tonight that your help, the Lord, is on the way tonight. Your help is on the way. Fret not, be not dismayed, nor be discouraged. Our help is on the way. He knows what we've been going through. He sees what we've been dealing with and going through. And he is not a God that don't feel our compassion, that to feel when we're going through and our hurts and our pains. But he feels and he knows and he sees. Amen. He knows and he feels our compassion for us. All we have to do is continue to trust him and depend on him and look to him. Amen. God bless you tonight. We pray that the Lord will continue to bless. And we're looking forward to greater things coming and bigger blessings. Amen. We're trusting in God for better things, and we're asking him to move, and we're trusting him to move. Be encouraged on tonight, knowing that all things are working together for your good. Just keep on trusting and loving God. Everything is coming just like he promised. Everything is going to come just like he promised. God bless you in Jesus' name.